I'm going to choose as my text a line that probably got hidden in the middle of the second reading. Paul says to the Ephesians, this is an evil age, but your lives should redeem it. After the revelations this past week of sexual abuse and cover-up at such a broad level in our church, after the year and a half of political insanity going on in our country, it isn't hard to believe that this is an evil age. I simply want to share with you a statement that I wrote this week after the request of many people to our own center. What should I say about all this? This is not an official statement from the Archdiocese nor the Franciscans, although I asked Father Patrick's permission, and he told me I should and I could. I'll largely read it, it's rather short, and then you have to take it to prayer and discernment yourselves to see if there's any gospel in these words. The moral catastrophe that we are involved in demands public and sincere lamentation from every segment of the body of Christ. For me not to say anything would be deceitful. Only after we go through this public and sincere lamentation can the deep healing that is needed begin. It also demands public ownership, repentance, and reform of our very immature teaching in regard to sexuality in general that all the church has suffered from, male power issues in particular, and our required and enforced understanding of celibacy, which will predictably produce, at least in my opinion, this kind of result. Our own Catholic theology says that celibacy is a charism. Charism means a free and empowered gift. Only someone who has an alive and warm inner experience of God, in my opinion, is capable of celibacy at all. It is a contradiction in terms for the Catholic Church to think it can mandate a gift. That doesn't work. You can't mandate a gift. It is clearly not necessary for ministry, and to be honest, it is often a liability, creating an aura of spiritual superiority in the priests, when if the truth is told, sometimes the exact opposite is the case. I personally believe the actual charism of male celibacy that produces healthy and happy men by the second half of their own lives is in fact quite rare. You can disagree with me on that if you wish. Until the Catholic Church disconnects celibacy from ministry, I think we will continue to have ordained men, cardinals, bishops, and priests who are often unhappy, unhealthy, and finally a scandal to the body of Christ. This shadowy material will keep emerging unless we own it and hold it fully accountable. In the meantime, let's all of us pray and try to live more authentic sexual and spiritual lives ourselves. I hope in these words there's no blaming. It doesn't do any good. What's that going to help to scream at one another like most of this country is doing? We all have to grow up as an entire people, as an entire body of Christ. This statement will be published on our website on Monday, cac.org. CAC, Center for Action and Contemplation.org. Thank you for allowing me to say this.